HPR's Noe Tanigawa joins us in the studio today to talk about secret gigs and intimate concerts, something called So Far Sounds, and something that was new to me.
Yeah, to me too. I mean, we all like those professional stars who can come in with giant budgets and fireworks and just stun us, right? But there's another way of being entertained. There are other experiences that are maybe less staged, less scripted, maybe more risk-taking, and maybe fresher. That's what I was looking for when I went to New York City recently, and I think I Googled something like maybe intimate gigs, and I found So Far Sounds. What this is, an international startup that connects audiences with intimate performance experiences. It started in 2009 when the founder, Rafe Offer, invited 8 people over for music to his apartment in London. Okay, the idea of connecting people with others as well as all as musicians and other types of artists in a cozy setting completely took off. And, you know, it happened pretty much the same for the person who's now running So Far Sounds Honolulu, Rachel Lee. She's originally from Sacramento.
My friends are going to these events in the summertime, and I asked to go with them, and they're like, oh, it's secret, you can't come. And I was like, oh, okay. And then I looked it up on my own, and I was like, oh, I'll just go when I go back to Honolulu. And then I looked it up, and there wasn't any, but it had this link. So I just drafted something small saying why it'd be trendy, and I think people would like it in Honolulu. And then
suddenly they chose you to be the person to do it.
Yeah, and I didn't know how much work it'd be. But it is a lot of fun. It's all about the artists. It's all about the artists playing their new stuff or just trying to experiment with new music.
Can you imagine being invited to something like that, Catherine?
Yeah.
I mean, luckily, Rachel's friend McKenna Bell jumped in, and recently Zoe Moriwaki started handling the talent. And so here's the deal. You look online for So Far Sounds Honolulu. You find the date and the town online, and you apply to go. If you make it in, they send you the exact address the day before, and you do not know the lineup until you get there. In New York City, I went to a BYOB, Bring Your Own Cushion, pet-friendly event in a pet store in Nolita. And it was really amazing. And there's a guy playing pan drums, a couple of guitarists. The sets are short. There's a little talk story after each set. And for performers, I mean, this is so much better than being drowned out by chatter and you know, water feature noise there in a lobby somewhere. I mean, singer-songwriter Evan Kay performs all around town, and he also is a So Far Honolulu artist.
That feeling that you get when people really connect to your music and really connect to the message you're saying is powerful, and I experience it too little as a musician myself. So,
I'm just wondering whether people have never had that experience, so they don't know to go for it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. You won't know unless you try. But it's that uncertainty of making the gamble that kind of stops a lot of artists and a lot of creatives from even making that jump in the first place.
The jump to what?
To kind of putting yourself out there and to betting on yourself and your artistry and your music and your creativity that you don't necessarily know when you get into it where it's going to be 5 years, 10 years down the line.
They keep pushing, but I'm starting to slip further down than I ever thought.
So this is Evan performing. And, you know, when he played at So Far, he did his very first all-original set. And he says the reaction told him, hey, this could be a thing, you know? I mean, the question is, when do you want to support artists? And when do they need it? Right?
Right.
I mean, Evan says his following has grown because of the mystery of the whole thing. I mean, people might not sign up to go and see him, but because they didn't know, they found him. And he's discovered so many people, too. He says he's a fully booked professional musician now. He first played at So Far in 2017. When he travels, he can play the So Far circuit. And we're talking 425 cities around the world. Hyderabad, La Plata, Reykjavik, Tbilisi, Ulaanbaatar. I mean, This is kind of wild. And he knows musicians who do So Far touring around the world. It is volunteer all the way. Past venues have been the Banan Shop on University, Team Papakoleo Jiu-Jitsu Studio in Kaka'ako. They did some backyards in Kahala, St. Louis, Ainahaina. They did an empty escape room in Kaka'ako, too, some co-working hubs.
So this is kind of a grab bag pop-up
it is.
Event,
exactly.
Right?
And the hosts volunteer and the people organizing it volunteer. It costs $15 to go, and that money is divided between the So Far Sounds organization and the musicians themselves.
I just wonder about, like, how do you get around zoning laws? But I imagine they try and keep it small and low-key.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And it's usually a one-off, you know, or they can go back. People who would like to volunteer their homes are interested in hosting something like this in their homes. They can just check online, though. Everything's up there. Most events are BYOB unless they're in a bar. And they're always looking for talent. You know, the performers are vetted. You know, they've got to have be established to a certain extent. They have to have a certain social media account and so on.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, well, you know, but discovery is what it's all about. You don't want to be trapped there with somebody you don't want to hear. Now, this is Taimane. People must have been surprised when she came on up. Kimie Miner's been there. Olivia Tai's video's really fun to watch. And I heard Billy Sage blew people's minds.
Oh, I bet. Billy always does.
Well, the next So Far Sounds in Honolulu is going to be January 13th, somewhere in Kaka'ako.
Curious. Now, I just kind of wonder because, I mean, yeah, you've got to be, it's got to be better than just crazy karaoke kind of
definitely
thing.
These people are vetted, and if you'd like to check them out online, you can see performers from all over the world who are now So Far Sounds talents.
I think that's what blows me away, is that it's worldwide, you know.
Great way to discover people,
right? So if you're planning a trip somewhere, that's an interesting way to get to know the city, or, you know, a country.
Sure is.
So where's your next concert going to be? Or
these people? I
know you.
Who knows?
Oh, me. When you go on your vacation, right?
I've got to, I don't know what to Google next.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, Noe.
Thank you.
That was HPR's Noe Tanigawa with an emerging trend here in the islands, or at least in Honolulu. We don't know if it's on the neighbor islands, but, you know, let us know. Yeah. So to read her stories about this, check out HawaiiPublicRadio.org.